Congress is digging in this week to pass a bevy of bills. On the to-do list is appropriations and an overhaul of the Veterans Affairs healthcare system. Joining us with this week's agenda, Bob Cusack, managing editor of the Hill newspaper.
Tom,
good morning,
Emily.
Bob. Nice to have you on.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
All right. So they're getting back. Monday was a usual Monday, and today a few hearings. What's going on?
Well, they're steadily moving some spending bills. The House is tackling a defense bill, and that will include language that would prohibit any Gitmo transfers in the wake of the Bo Bergdahl controversy. And the Senate is also dealing with a trio of bills. So are they going to get all the appropriations bills done by the end of the fiscal year? In all likelihood, no. But they are going to get some of them, and they'll probably just have to pass a short-term measure on the more controversial spending bills, like the labor, HHS, and education bill, and you have Obamacare funding, abortion issues there. That's always one of the hardest bills, if not the hardest spending bills to move. So that's a big deal. And then you have the VA reform. The Senate has passed a measure. The House has passed a measure. And now they've got to consolidate them. And the differences aren't that big. So I would expect that the House and Senate are able to iron out those differences and pass some type of VA reform bill fairly soon.
And just a word on that one. Are they meeting in conference now? Is that, do you know for sure that's on the agenda, or do they still have issues to work out separately first?
Usually they'll have informal talks. Once the House and Senate pass a bill, they'll have talks between the staff to come up with some type of a compromise. Now, they haven't yet formally formed a conference, and that's something that that's really a lost art. They used to do that a lot on Capitol Hill, and now they do things more informally. There's a lot of pressure to pass a bill, and there's bipartisan support to pass this legislation that the lawmakers say would go a long way in fixing the VA's problems. So I think they're going to do more informal talks, and I could see a deal happening within the next week or so.
And just wondering, it seemed like there was a lot of movement, and then not so much rethinking, but some things came out that perhaps would make lawmakers question. For example, a big score from the Congressional Budget Office, and then some military advocates groups are saying that perhaps at least the Senate bill would put some pressure on the Defense Department hospitals. Do you think that those are going to be in the talks, or is Congress too far along at this point?
There's no doubt about it that anything can trip up legislation, even something that has wide bipartisan support. The Senate bill was negotiated with Bernie Sanders and John McCain. But still, there are differences between the House and Senate. The Senate bill would provide $500 million to hire more doctors and nurses. Conservatives in the House could balk at more money. Many Republicans have said the VA is too big, and throwing more money at it is not the answer. Now, $500 million in the grand scheme of things is not very big, but you never know what can trip up a bill. But if anything's going to get done, it's probably got to get done fairly soon, just as we get closer to the elections, and the VA as an issue is not front and center in the media's attention anymore.
But there's also a flip side to the expense of that bill, and if they have some tattered, shredded, yellowed remnant of PAYGO, wouldn't there be some pretty serious discussions on how that would be paid for with the $500 million, as you say, this year, but rising to $25 billion by 2016?
Yeah, no, that is the pay fors are always the stumbling block, and also conservatives say essential, because that is what conservatives say. If we're going to pass a bill, it must be paid for. And we've seen over the years, and both parties have done it, Tom, that they've used gimmicks, budget gimmicks, to use spending that's 20 years out to help pay for legislation now. And that causes some on the right, certainly, to say, no, we're not going to go along with that. So any bill to pass through both this Senate and this House and then get it to the president is very hard. And I know this is not going to be an exception, but I think there's enough will on both sides that they will be able to come to some type of compromise.
We're speaking with Bob Cusack. He's managing editor of The Hill. So, Bob, let's talk a little bit about those more mundane but important appropriations bills. Anything in particular that federal employees should be looking out for?
Well, I think the transportation element is important. Transportation is a big issue that both parties are talking more about, where about the stimulus really poisoned the stimulus, the transportation talks. It was a very partisan battle. There was transportation provisions, of course, in the stimulus. Now we have transportation back in the news, where Congress has to deal with a highway shortfall by this summer. So they're going to have to find money to pay for that. Also, on transportation appropriations bills, those bills are moving both through the House and the Senate. And we've seen really more bipartisanship on that issue than really ever before. So I think that's one to watch, where in this age of gridlock, those type of bills, I think, whether it's the spending bill on transportation, which includes a lot of money for federal contractors, or this authorization bill, there could be some agreements, and maybe they'll be able to pass a small transportation bill that's the authorizing part, that's the highway shortfall part. I don't expect a big type of deal, but even Republicans who have been saying we need to curtail spending, more and more of them are talking about boosting infrastructure.
And moving on to the Health and Human Services area, Obamacare is still there, last I checked. And so what could be happening with spending there, the spending bill there, for, in other words, could health care, the Obamacare piece, hold up everything else that HHS is involved with?
Yes, no doubt about it. The Senate was supposed to act at the committee level on a HHS bill, but then it postponed action on that. So they were trying to move something through committee. The House hasn't moved on this. Remember, Obamacare is the reason why the government shut down. And this fiscal year, as you know, ends September 30th. That's before the election. So Congress is going to have to find some type of funding, or there will be another government shutdown. And Republicans are not going to pursue the same strategy that did last year. The polls show that they were blamed for the shutdown. Even John Boehner on The Tonight Show admitted as much. So I don't think you're going to see that bill move at some point. I think they're going to say, listen, that's always too contentious. We're just going to have to pass some type of short-term bill that gets us beyond the election and then deal with what that funding bill would look like. I just can't see them tackling that over the next several months.
And, Bob, I can think of two reasons off the top of my head why this week in Congress is not going to be like last week was. One, of course, is what's happening in Iraq right now. How do you expect that to play out over all of this that Congress would normally be doing?
It's a huge issue, a new issue, of course, yes, on the agenda that lawmakers are tackling with. I mean, this is a complicated problem, and the solution is not easy. But you also have to think of the mechanics of Congress, that President Obama has to figure out, how am I going to fund operations for any possible military strike? And there's been talk that he would transfer funds from the Afghanistan account to do this. Also, does he need to come to Congress to ask for support? Remember, he tried to do that with Syria and potential military strikes in Syria. Well, the Congress said, no, we're not going to do that. And Obama did not, and really could not, politically order those strikes. So the money issue and the authority from Congress are big issues, and one that some members, I'm sure, will say, well, listen, we have to act quickly, so we don't have time for that. And other members are going to say, we need to have a say-so in what we're doing here if we're going to do anything and possibly go back into Iraq.
Do you think that could play out in the defense appropriations bill?
It could, but I think it would be separate from that, because the defense appropriators want to move that bill and probably don't want to take on something so big. So, and I also think that bill is not going to be signed into law in the next week or two. So I think if there is, I think some of the funding issues could be, but as far as the authority and those big separation of powers issues, that I bet they they don't want to tackle in this legislation, but it remains to be seen.
And finally, could the choice process for the Republican majority leader, could that possibly hold up things if somebody...
Sure. Yeah, I mean, it's the attention. The Republicans are divided. They're having these leadership elections, both for majority leader and majority whip, and that is grabbing a lot of their attention. The race happens on Thursday, but as far as the candidates in those races and a lot of their colleagues, that's a lot of what they're focusing on. I mean, Congress has to walk and chew gum, and they tackle many issues at the same time, but that is certainly a distraction as Kevin McCarthy, who's trying to replace Eric Cantor, and Raul Labrador, also another candidate, are trying to shore up the votes to become the majority leader. Certainly, that's front and center on their agenda.
Bob Cusack is the managing editor of The Hill. Bob, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.